We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and something that I don't always say, and when he would come on Club Pod with me in Clubhouse, when I had the best Club Pod room in the world, bottom line, drew 100 people live for 6 hours and was not doing where I had people just posting up, we really provided value. He came on, and because he is radio and he's podcasting, Eric Gorenson, veteran broadcaster. How are you, Eric? What's going on, man?
Good, brother. Thanks for having me on, man.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your experience. It's radio and podcasting. So you started in radio, right?
It's funny. I started doing radio TV production in high school. And then in my high school years, I was doing afternoon drive time at a country station my senior year in high school, got into design and construction, and then 25 years later, combined the two together and am now doing home improvement radio and podcasting.
But the radio, so it's on radio as well than podcasting. So you have hybrid.
Yeah, I'm syndicated through Talk Media Network, and they carry my show nationally, and we're on about 45 stations across the U.S. and growing right now.
And your co-host I had on my show before, too.
Yeah, Carolyn Bozowski, America's Healthy Home Expert.
Yeah, so you guys are on so that must have been an opportunity. Is that the first radio deal you had syndication or not?
No, that's my third deal we had. We bounced around between a few people that, I thought were great in the talk space. And it just, we didn't grow and they didn't have the staff to go out and make it grow. So once I got over to Talk Media Networks, we just started instantly growing and we've got the right perfect team put together right now.
So did you think about when you talk about specifically enough you doing this, it's because you niched down with home improvement, right? It was needed. And you have a great radio voice for sure.
Thanks, man. Yeah. And, and no shade thrown upon the other radio hosts out there, but a lot of them are kind of that 70-year-old handyman, and the younger audience had a hard time relating to grandpa talking about home improvement stuff. So I thought, there's so many millennials and younger people out there that didn't get shop class in high school that don't know what to do around their home. And let's niche down into that and reach those people and see if we can give them a hand.
Yeah. And that's what I did now, where I'm niching down my business to creating tribes and communities. And that's it. Everything else I can do, I've done marketing and everything. And I've just said, that's it. I'm going to just focus on building tribes and communities for clients. And that's where I'm at now. And also doing the radio and television. It's always fun. And the celebrities, as you saw, I'm the number 12 celebrity podcast in the world, according to FeedSpot, ranks higher than Shaq and Snooki's podcast. And, I always have major celebrities on. Last week, it just always just keeps going and going, from having Sean Young on my show, also to Ralph Sampson, the legendary NBA player, played for the Houston Rockets. So that's every week for me. That's pretty cool. I'm waiting. I might have to talk to you about this whole talk media thing and say, why am I not on one of those big deals if I'm one of the best celebrity podcasters in the world, if I can get all these celebrities? Because imagine my wish list of people I can talk to. And what I do, just like you, is have a conversation with people. It's entertaining. Yeah. We entertain people, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Home improvement, just talking about screwing two pieces of wood together can be really boring if you're not having some fun doing it. If you're
I have no handyman skills at all, brother. So I need to be checking that out, man. Like I said, I'm on syndicated radio, but I'm always looking to expand. It's always about expansion. It's always about growing. You never know when the chances and opportunities come, and go figure. It's for sure,
Well, I have to give the early days of Clubhouse the props for me changing networks, because it was John Wiley out there, John J. Wiley, that said, Eric, you should talk to my people. And sure enough, he's the one that got me into Talk Media Network. So I got to give those early days of the good old days props, because I probably wouldn't have that relationship.
Yeah, we probably would never have met John if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that? Because
That's the whole thing right here.
I brought John to Club Pod. That's so great. And he keeps saying that you need to have, specifically, you can't do it on Zoom. And right now, my sound, I could care less. I'm just, I'm just rolling, brother. That's all it is. Yeah. But I can set that up again. I definitely am looking at the next level syndication. And so I will go to you, because this is the thing. That's what I did in Clubhouse. And this is going to be my Clubhouse telling people why we were on Clubhouse, experts like you and I.
Yeah.
So to be an expert, not to sell to them, not to frigging put them in a funnel, to give them expertise information that not many people can give. I've done over 8,000 plus interviews in my career. You're a nationally syndicated radio host. I'm a nationally syndicated radio host. Yeah. We have done so many different shows. We understand production. We understand all that. And yet you had other people, when they asked them those questions, they literally said, oh, go to my link. Well, that's why Clubhouse is just, I don't go back, and I don't know if I will go back. And it's because it used to be a forum for experts to talk. Not anyone talks, and they're not providing value.
It's just, you know, it's a bunch of people that, and there's some good nuggets in there still.
Oh, I'm sure. Good. And I'm sure. And I would say hello, but.
I don't want to put a blanket across all of them. Right. But I say there's so many times you get in there and I just get disgusted because I'm like, okay, we have a bunch of non-experts pitching that they're an expert, and go over to my place and I'll charge you for advice that didn't work for me.
But see, that's life, and that's what happens. That's the next thing in internet marketing. And I've had these experiences. I mean, Clubhouse was amazing, but it was, again, the thing is, entertainment is an addiction. And when you get to be on the top stage, like I was running that Club Pod room every Saturday for 4 or 5 hours, wow, and having 100 people and they come on stage, it's the best thing in the world. And I'm so glad for John, because again, John, how we connected, I forget it was completely, but he brought him right over to, he was going to the morning rooms where I did this one other deal. It was like,
I was in there too.
And I was running that, and then see, oh, now they'll get this link and say, I'll get more heat. That's why I'll have to just say, you know what? I'll just chill out and I'll stay just interviewing people all the time. Right.
Yeah.
And that is what it is.
Yeah. You just, you know, sometimes it's good to stay in your lane and do what you do best and, you know, dial it back and just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Cause like, for instance, you're out there just crushing it, brother. Well, and you've got the right people, you got things going. So at some point you have to sit there and just go, man, you know, I can help other people out, but I got a show to do.
Right. Exactly. And I help people in another way. I was always trying to be everything in everything. And it is with us, but the lesson learned from Clubhouse is this: it made us both better, because honestly, going in a live form and answering questions about podcasting, radio, television, it was a great experience. It made me a better speaker. And I recommend anyone going on there, if they can run their own room and grow their own room and practice the art of speaking. Because if you can speak well, like you can and I can, we'll always make a living, because there's not a lot of great speakers out there that can entertain.
No question.
And so as Gary Vee says, you got to entertain, empower, and educate people. And if you're not doing either of those three things, you're not doing anything right. And that's it. And so I love the education portion on Clubhouse. I love to entertain when I would joke around with people on Clubhouse about their week or different things, and empower to really say, you can do this. There's no giving up. You can do it. And for you, what's next for you? You're doing this the radio show and podcast. Where do you see this going? You already are syndicated. Are you looking for a next level to where you are right now? Do you think the next deal is up? You had this one and the next one's coming?
No, I'll be with Talk Media Network for a while. Those guys are doing everything right for me. So not to sound like a commercial for those guys, but I'm very happy with the way that's going. So I can't say that. Next is going to be just growing the show, getting us bigger, you know, enlarge that audience, and then going to dive back into TV some more too.
So the television, so you had a TV show before?
I was doing local TV here for our local Meredith owned channel back in the day, which was Fox 12 here. So I was doing in Portland, where I'm located, Oregon. I was doing a weekly DIY segment on there that was 4 or 5 minutes. And I was doing that. And I, to be honest, I did that so I could hone my TV skills. That's all I was doing it for.
No, see, I see a reality television show for yourself. That's what I see. I see you on HGTV or one of those places or something like that. So, because you have a look that's different, and you have a gimmick. As a former professional wrestler, I know you have a gimmick. You have the gimmick.
Yeah.
You ever do any pro wrestling? Did you ever do pro wrestling?
I didn't. I could have.
You could have. You still can, because those guys. Yeah. So, okay. So best place we can go right now. Where can we go, man? To find info on you.
To find me right now, Around the House Show is the podcast out there. So if you cruise out there and search on any podcast player, Around the House Show, you'll find my show right there. And Around the House Online is our website.
Awesome. And speaking of Clubhouse, I've only had one in-person Clubhouse interview. He came to my office, and that was the only other time from someone that in-person in Clubhouse. So go figure on these things with interviewing. And that's Michael Giuliano. And a shout out to him, because I think he's about to do a podcast. He just reached out to me on LinkedIn. Go figure. It's all about networking. It's all about, what they said, your followers were your currency. And at 5.7 thousand, I ended up on Clubhouse and still at 5.7. So my followers were my currency. And hopefully I'll have all 5.7 thousand followers on my show. So I appreciate you, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, brother.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.